On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some super massive Cafe Deef from Revolution that was freshly packaged and released on 6th, 17th, 2020. And we're back in the studio here in the midst of the pandemic.
Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
What's up, Brad? I'm Nick White.
Nick's rocking his Afro Beer Chick mask here in the studio.
Yeah, man. Safety first, man. Safety first.
I did. I was talking to someone, and they said, with a mask, if you got a drink, if you flip the tab up on your beer and use it to lift up your mask,
then
you can drink, and then you bring it back down.
Every day, Brad. Learn something new every day.
I like that. So you'd be rocking your new Afro Beer Chick mask. Just use the can. You probably don't want to drink the what we're drinking out of the can, but... Man, first episode back in the studio. I don't know if we'll continue this, but we had
special occasion,
special beer to drink here.
Yeah, Viva La Revolution, the only crew in town that insist on debuting 14.2% beers in the summer months. And you know what? That's up my alley.
Yeah.
You know, so kudos to them. I think the base for Cafe Deef is an oatmeal stout. Right?
Okay.
And then this was infused with fresh coffee, like a ton of it.
Right. This isn't the one at the party they said they just threw a bunch of coffee in the keg and shook it up.
Right.
Is it that one?
No.
Oh, that's different.
Because that, you know, that was a sixth that they did on the spot.
Okay.
Right. So this is the way I understand it, right? I think the Cafe Deef that is part of the Deepwood series, it was the first beer this year that came out. Cafe Deef sits on whole coffee beans for 24 hours. So it's more of a coffee infusion, right? It's kind of dry hopped on coffee beans, right?
Okay.
It's a Death Star dry hopped on coffee beans for a day, for 24 hours. Hmm. Supermassive is a Supermassive. That's the first time I've heard Supermassive used in a beer, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Supermassive is, they actually infuse, like, per barrel, I think they're infusing, like, actual coffee into the barrel, right? So for every barrel of beer, they're infusing like 10 pounds of coffee.
Shit. Okay. And it's we know it's dark matter coffee. That seems to be the coffee choice of most breweries here in Chicago now.
Yeah. Cheers to John Carruthers, who we've had on the show. Mm-hmm. I think he kind of mentioned that there are two different types of dark matter coffees. You know, one found in India, one found in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got some names, but we'll butcher the names, and it won't help us describe.
It's just a shitload of coffee from dark matter in here.
Yeah. So I think, that's the difference, man. They're actually loading this with actual coffee.
Okay.
This is coffee with an oatmeal stout added.
Right. So this is 14% with this amount of coffee in here. 14.8. Mm-hmm. What is it without the coffee, like? Oh, steeped. Is it the coffee brewed and then dumped in there? So it's not watered down. It's steeped in there. It's like process. I don't know. I'm just trying to like wonder: is the beer really big, and then it gets like the coffee added, or is the coffee just like the beans and sitting with it?
Yeah.
Because you get a lot of coffee. It smells like coffee. It tastes like coffee. Like I have a couple of the dark matter cans that are brandy and bourbon barrel, like their iced coffees or the cold coffees. That's what this smells like.
Yeah.
But with the alcohol.
You know, sometimes We make coffee in the morning. We use that little stovetop, steel one.
Yeah.
The name escapes me, but.
Forget what it is. It's kind of like a percolator.
Yeah, but you get those. It's essentially an espresso maker. You get these concentrated cocoa and chocolate notes from that type of brew. That's what you get here. I'm kind of surprised that it's not overly sweet, nor is it overly like sharp. You drink some dark coffee, and a lot of times it's sharp.
Yeah,
it's bitter. It's, you know, it's got some edges to it. This somehow doesn't have the edges, although there's a ton of coffee flavor and aroma in it, right?
Yeah. Like the bourbon, the wood characters, they're there, but they're taking the back seat.
It all kind of works.
Yeah.
Or something else, man. Oh, I've had some coffee beers like that it came off like green peppery because there's so much coffee in it.
Yeah.
I don't get that either.
Or like often hear people say, or like at least Ken Harmony would say, like ants, like it tastes like burnt ants, like coffee that was brewed and then like it was put in there and it's like old coffee taste.
Yeah.
Like that's what you never want with your beer. You don't want your coffee beer to taste like old coffee.
Yeah. That was a problem with some black IPAs. They were just overly kind of almost like some ashes flew in your beer, right? Like it's kind of overly roasted flavors. Yeah. Which you could easily do because it's a stout, right? Just dark,
yeah,
dark malts and dark coffee. It could totally be overly
easily
roasted.
Put some ash in there. I don't know.
So,
man, this
for some reason is all this. It's all this is very melodic.
Mm-hmm. So, do we know if Rev had these planned before the pandemic? Had they always thought we're going to release some like limited runs during the summer?
You have to think on some level that, well, you know, the it's the R&D, right? The parties are R&D because I think the honey barley wine and or even what was the one that you helped pick out, the berry?
Oh,
the berry Deeth one.
Yeah, not bramble.
I think this one was plums because I remember we couldn't define. I asked 10 people, I got 10 definitions on what a plum was. But it was the one with Courants.
Courant, yeah.
So, I mean, like, a lot of these entries in the Deepwood series that hit the can show up on the draft list at the parties first.
Right.
So you got to think, like, this was probably in the works. Because this was October when I think Death Star came out in October.
Right. Like, that's why I wonder if that's why, like, they tested the big coffee one. Like, well, this kind of works. Can we, like, add a bunch of coffee to some barrels and, like, go for this?
And then, you know, an 18-month-old oatmeal stout. Fresh coffee. I mean, you know, I appreciate them. That's all I was trying to say.
And because this is basically fresh coffee and everything, you want to drink this as soon as possible. That coffee flavor always drops out.
Yeah.
It may linger a little longer in here because there's so much coffee. But this was canned 6/17, and it's here 6/19.
Yeah. So 2 days ago. This is a two-day-old can. I think what I like about it, it says... confront an inescapable singularity of pure, fresh, roasted dark matter coffee within an imperial stout. Store cold and drink as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah. See?
It's the other end of the IPA spectrum, right? Super fresh, hazy IPA, drink now.
Yeah, drink now.
Drink cold, drink now. Same thing for this.
Big imperial stout with coffee, drink now. Basically, just drink your beer.
I mean, it's not like wine. In most cases, wines are, you know, 15, 18%. And, you know, they're kind of meant for you to sit on. I don't know if beer is like that, right? The barrel-aged beer is kind of meant to be enjoyed when it was packaged.
Right.
That's when they want you to drink it.
They put it out because they thought it was ready. You would have your average shelf life, but, you know, just drink your beer. I get it, though. It's really hard. You know, the four-pack of this is like $40, and you're like, well, I don't want to just, like, drink $40 in a week.
Yeah. So now, Brad, we've got every single release from...
I know, they're sitting here.
We've got one of each.
In our undisclosed location.
So at some point, man, I don't know how we're going to do it. Because with the two of us, we're going to pass out, but we got to line them up and go through them all.
Well, we talked about doing it with some ladies.
Yeah, I remember that.
With Christine Rose and Heather and Beer Babe Jess. I think those were our three we had. Asked if they were interesting, but how you do that now?
You can't.
We got to wait. We're going to have to sit on all these for like another at least 6 months.
Or another endless Zoom call. Right.
But that to how?
That's no fun.
How does that? We have all the cans. They don't.
Yeah.
Like, good. Oh, I don't know. You guys got any of these? This one's awesome.
If they all live in the city, we might be able to pull it off. But
yeah.
Oh yeah, because we only got one of each.
Yeah.
Shit. Never mind.
We could pour them out in little like.
Oh, like they do. Because when you get whiskey samples, they don't give you a whole bottle. They give you like this little. It's just a random container of like 3 ounces.
Yeah, we'll get like Ziploc bags, like little like drug Ziploc bags, but they're filled with Rev drinks. You just open it up.
Man, I'll be like, these boys fucking suck.
We're just out here slinging some Cafe D's.
You know, we're going to handwrite what it is, and it's going to get wet, and no one's going to know which one is which.
Yeah.
They're gonna open. It's gonna spill all over their hands. They're gonna be like all on the carpet. God damn it, Brad! We're not doing that.
All right, all right. See, we'll have to wait. We'll probably just sit on them until we can drink them, either with people that we feel like have been being safe in the pandemic, or wait till you know we figure this out.
Yeah. I really enjoy this one. You know, Cafe Deeth. June. So a couple weeks ago, they released Rosa, summer ale. Right after that,
but we did that, and I have had some more cans of the Rosa, and I'm kind of liking it. For whatever reason, it's working for me this year.
Yeah, man, we finally cracked the code on Rosa.
I mean, I've given up on life. I don't know.
But yeah, two Chicago heavyweights, man. Dark Matter. And Revolution come together for the best beer of the season so far, man. You know, it's a big, big release, and it's a fantastic beer. So kudos to those guys, man.
And then I actually am picking up some more cans because I bought some because, you know, I didn't want to think we were getting cans.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure Revolution stays here forever.
That's true.
So
when'd you pick up? Because they started today, I think.
Yeah, mine is Monday.
Oh, nice.
So, but it sounds like what you do for a lot of their pickups, or they're doing this, you just kind of roll up, we wait in line, kind of tell them your order, and then like go get it. So that just sounds like it's been going pretty smooth.
Yeah.
But you lose all that, like, because of this is a big release, you lose all that, like, party fun and people drinking in line and sharing bottles and things like that.
Yeah. So
a beer fest where you wait in your car is not that exciting, or a beer release.
Almost exciting. The most exciting is this virtual fest you see pop up everywhere. Like, yeah, we're moving to a virtual format. We're like, well,
right? Isn't that what Great American Beer Fest is doing?
Yeah,
that's the stupidest thing ever. They don't know what to do better than that.
The only crew that made sense out of it is Lollapalooza. They're like, we're gonna run back vintage concerts from other Lollapaloozas of the weekend that it would have been held.
Okay.
That makes sense. Everything else virtually does not.
Especially all the drink. I think the Friday Night Flights, that was a good way to do it because it gets you the beer. Great American Beer Fest, you're going there to party. Like, you're not going there to try, you know, 10 beers. You're going there for the weekend. You're going to party. I don't know what happens with beer fests.
Yeah, if you want to do something, do what Friday Night Flights did, make it an option where I'm getting a variety pack from the event,
right?
And you know, show love that way.
Yeah, I
wonder,
don't
want to hear fucking keynote speakers and
I wonder if Great American Beer Fest could do that, like a blind box, like, you know, those YouTubers and eBay has that blind box or blind bags, like, all right, you're getting 10 beers from 10 breweries around the country. It could be Sierra Nevada, or it could be like Treehouse. I don't know what you're going to get. We just throw all these in the box.
Because there's a waiting list to participate in JBF. There's a waiting list. So you have to assume everybody on the floor is kind of bringing their A game. I was to walk through the beer hall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would take a random box, and then I would learn. Like, if you get the chance to pick by region or something, you're not – but you want to learn from – and just want it to be random so you can see –
Right, but you'll be real pissed if you get like the Abita Purple Haze or something.
We threw in a Strawberry Haze too. Oh. Dude, we're not even talking about Supermassive. So Supermassive, yeah. Cafe D, the latest entry in the Deep Woods series, 14.2% from Revolution. Fantastic stuff, man. Dangerous because it's so well balanced and loads of coffee flavor without any of the edges. There's zero edges on this thing, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that it tastes like coffee. Like I think I enjoy coffee even more than beer. So it's like, man, if I could have, you're combining both in like a very nice package here. This is amazing for me.
This is the Malort coffee that Dark Matter came out with zero alcohol in it. Should have been
this, but with Malort instead. So you need Rev to do the Malort Deeth with coffee.
Yes.
All right. There we go. Jonathan Carrara, there's put it in. Get a request going. Get him on it. All right.
It's good to be back, man.
That's what happens when we're – you don't get the random tangents, right, on our Skype calls.
That's true. Yeah. And then we don't get to do video, man. This is our first video in 3 months, so this is cool.
Hopefully, everyone's been enjoying all the podcasts. We're doing so many guests. Like, we named them on the last episode, but we even missed people.
I think we're in double digits. For the quarantine interviews, I think there's 10 in the bag, and they're all really cool, and there's a replay value that exists there outside of like the weekly recaps. Mm-hmm.
One of them that we didn't mention was the Black Lung guy.
Oh shit, that was one of the earlier ones. Yeah. Where are they from? They're North Burbs.
Yeah.
Like Zion or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
North Shore, yeah.
So that was cool. Like, again, like I had only the beers that they were nice enough to send, and it's been like the cool to see them pop up on, you know, Facebook and whatnot and what they're doing. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So doing our part to explore the region and then share what we see.
Yep.
So.
And we got Liquid Love coming up, so look for that. And yeah, we'll just keep not sure what we're doing, but we're going to keep doing it. That's really how I live my life.
I can't follow that up. That's, I think that's
the end of it. All right, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, Facebook, website. Instagram page is blowing up a lot, even more before the pandemic. So, yeah, check that out. Take care.
Cheers.